It's July 20th, 2026, and the biggest story in markets today is an oil shock driven by rising tensions in the Middle East and a fresh hit to Russia's energy supply. I'm Maya with Analyst Dev, and this is Narratic Daily. Dev, big picture, what's moving markets this morning?
Two things are dominating: energy and geopolitics. Oil is under serious pressure after reports of an Iranian strike affecting Saudi Arabian supply, and separately, Ukraine has been targeting Russian tankers, which is squeezing diesel out of Russia.
So, two separate energy shocks at once. What else should people know about?
Nike is in the spotlight after its latest results, and it beat earnings expectations, but its China business is still dragging on revenue, so the reaction is mixed. And Pentair, a water treatment company, cut its guidance and lost its chief financial officer, which spooked investors.
So earnings season is throwing up some real surprises alongside the macro noise.
Exactly. It's a lot for markets to digest on a single Monday morning.
Let's go deep on the biggest story. Dev, walk us through the Iran oil shock.
There are reports of Iran striking Saudi Arabian energy infrastructure, and that's a serious deal. Saudi Arabia is one of the world's biggest oil producers, and any disruption there sends prices higher almost instantly.
And this is landing on top of the Russia diesel story. Why should a regular person care?
Because Ukraine hitting Russian tankers cuts into the global supply of diesel, the fuel that trucks, trains, and heavy machinery run on. Diesel is basically the backbone of physical commerce. So when it gets expensive, it costs more to ship goods, and prices go up for everything from groceries to electronics. It's also bad news for companies with big transport or logistics costs.
And the sentiment around both stories is about as negative as it gets.
The Iran story is sitting at the most bearish end of the scale. Markets are genuinely nervous, not just cautious. This one has teeth.
What's gaining steam and what's cooling off right now?
The story gaining the most traction today is the EU fining AliExpress, the big Chinese online marketplace. Like, regulators hit it under Europe's new digital rules, and that went from a whisper to a loud conversation very quickly.
That feels like a broader warning shot for big tech platforms operating in Europe.
Exactly. Investors in any large platform company with European exposure are paying close attention. On the cooling side, there's nothing dramatically fading today. The energy stories are fresh and still very much live.
Devil's advocate time. Dev, is the oil shock story maybe overdone?
That's a fair question. Oil markets have a history of spiking on geopolitical headlines and then quickly calming down once the dust settles. We've seen it before with Middle East tensions.
So the market could be overreacting?
Possibly, but the difference here is you have two separate supply shocks at the same time, not one. That makes it harder to brush off, and sentiment data suggests the market isn't treating this as just noise.
What should listeners be watching tomorrow?
Keep an eye on any updates out of the Middle East. Escalation or de-escalation there will move oil prices fast. Also, watch for more earnings reports as companies say whether higher costs are hitting their bottom lines.
And the AliExpress story could keep developing. Europe has been willing to follow through on these fines.
Worth watching closely if you have any exposure to big consumer platforms.
That's your Narratic Daily for July 20th. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the next read on what the market is thinking. Narratic Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.